relish something. He has divided him into two. And that two is Krishna and Radha. Radha has manifested himself in thousands and thousands of crores and crores of like gopis. They are not other than Radhika herself. But to please Krishna, to please himself, Krishna is himself, herself, one thing. So to please, to dance, to sing, to do rash, oh, Radhika has manifested herself. Oh, in crores and crores gopi. All the gopis are not gopis, but modes of Radhika. And that is why she can give pleasure to Krishna, otherwise not. So really they are not female or anything. But Krishna has manifested himself as Radhika, Radhika has manifested herself in so many gopis to make Krishna relish all these things. There are so many gopis who are embodiment of or manifestation of Radhika, but there are so many gopis, they are so by Baldev Prabhu, and they were like us in this world, and after doing aradhana of thousand and thousand and crores of crores births, anyhow they were associated with high class of devotees like Narada. And then they came in from regulative bhakti, they were turned into Raganuga, and they were practicing Raganuga bhakti in the guidance of gopis, and by the grace of mercy of Jogmaya Purnima Devi, the mercy, embodiment of the mercy of Krishna Jogmaya, who helps jivas to serve Krishna. So, when they were perfect from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Rati, Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, when they were perfect, they came to Brajmandal, where Krishna was playing in Bhavam Vrindavan. Bhavam Vrindavan is meant? In Brahmand there is a Bhavam Vrindavan, Vrindavan, and it is called Prakat Leela Sthan. Prakat Leela Sthan?
It means that the transcendental abode of Krishna from the spiritual world manifests itself in this material universe, and the pastimes are also going on there. So they went to, not to the spiritual world, but to the manifestation of the spiritual world in any particular universe.
Then they came in the womb of gopis. Jogmaya managed it. And they became gopi. And then they became in their guidance. When they became matured, teenagers, and by the association of Nitya Siddha Gopi, like Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha and all others, then they became proper, mature to please Krishna. And then, with the mercy of gopis, they joined Rash. But actually, they are like souls. But they became perfect, and thus, in the guidance of gopis, they are serving Radha and Krishna. Like us, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, or Rupa Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada. All, they practice like this. They may be the associates of Krishna, but here in this world they have practiced to make an ideal that how they have practiced Bhakti Yoga Rupanuga, and they came, they went there and they are serving. In the shape of gopis there are also. Also, there are so many examples written in epics, in Purans, that there were 16,000 Maharshis. Maharshi, you know?
Maharishi.
And they were in Dandakaranya. And they have anyhow agreed to serve Krishna conjugal. And they were doing aradhana there. At once Ramchandra met and knew. And there inspiration came so much. And they were praying Ramchandra, we want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal. Then Ramchandra told, oh, by my grace, now you can go to Braja, Prakat Braja. Prakat Braja, have you told? You know?
The manifestation of the spiritual world
in this, in Brahmand. And there you will be in the womb of gopis. And then Jogmaya will help you by my grace. And then you will be gopi. And with the association of Nitya Siddha Gopi, oh, you will serve Radha and Krishna. They have become also. There are so many Shruti. Shruti, you know? Vedas. The Richas of Mantra. Mantra of Vedas. They also had greed. They had greed. And they wanted to serve Radha and Krishna Kanjola in the shape of Gopi. They became also like this. So there are so many like this. So gopis, to be a gopi, you can have also an example. Once Krishna and Arjuna, they were traveling anywhere. Krishna told, oh, I'm in chariot here, and you should discover water from anywhere. I'm thirsty. Very soon you should bring some water to me. And then Arjun left the chariot and then he went to search. He saw that so many birds are coming and going in a direction. Then he understood that, oh, they are going to any lake or river or anywhere, and from drinking water, and then they are returning. So in this direction he went. And after some time he saw that, oh, Jamuna, very fresh water, very pure water. And a lady was there. Her hairs were white, pure white. And she was in trance. No? Arjun saw that this lady, it seems that very high class of lady this. And he did pranam. And he was waiting couple of minutes that he should awake. And he was praying. At once he woke and told that, who are you and why you are here? Then Arjun told that, oh, this is my question. who are you and why you are here and what you are doing? I want to know. I am the friend of Krishna. Oh, you are friend of Krishna. I am lucky to have your darshan. I am a lady. Goddess. And I heard the ras of Krishna. And how all were happy there. At once I had a greed, very strong greed. At once Narad came and he advised. He gave me some mantra. That mantra we gave, Gopal mantra. And told that you should be here on the bank of Yamuna. It is in Braja. And you should do austerities, aradhana, by this mantra, chanting, remembering always. And you will realize everything here. Your desire will be fulfilled. Krishna will come here and accept you. So I am from thousands and thousands of years. I am here. Thousands and thousands, crores of years I am here. Satyug went. Oh, so many Satyug, not only one. Thousands of Satyug came, Treta, Dwapar. And still I am here and doing austerities. I think that, oh, my time has come because Krishna has come. I want to take darshan of Krishna. Then Arjuna at once went there and told Krishna, gave water and he took it and then hearing, he at once came to that place. And he told that your desire should be fulfilled. And she saw. And at once she left her body. And thus he came in Prakat Braja. And there she was in the womb of any gopi, and then came out of womb, and after that when he became 10 years old, he was married to any gopi, all Jogamaya managed, and then in the guidance of gopis, he is serving. So with all the gopis there, they can, hide Krishna. Also, Jogamaya Sabhavritam, they are Jogamaya like. What is the meaning? Jogamaya Sabhavritam? Oh, Krishna comes to this world, but by the help of Jogamaya. Otherwise, anyone cannot take the darshan of Krishna. Very hard. At the time of Prakat Braja, when Krishna descends with his all associates, oh, Jogamaya comes first. And he makes a relation to this world and to Krishna. And thus at that time all can see Krishna, otherwise not. Now Jogamaya has taken her power and that connection. That is why Krishna is everywhere. But we are not realizing or seeing. If that Jogamaya will arrange, at once we can see Krishna everywhere. And Braj will be here. So this is the meaning of gopi.
Yoga Maya is it the same like Maya Devi who is producing the illusion and material illusion?
No, there is only Yoga Maya, but his one manifestation, outwardly manifestation, is this Maya. Those jivas who have who has forgotten Krishna, for them she creates these things. And in another shape, she gives attachment to this world and to this body and material things. And that is called Mahamaya. That is the meaning of Yogamaya. Maya is only one. But she becomes not in only two, also several shapes she can.
And one can observe that when a person wants to join the devotional service, Maya Devi comes and makes a test if there is any attachment to the material things, isn't it?
Prabhu is asking the question, how does Maya behave? Mahamaya, he's saying that he has noticed that when someone, a soul, conditioned soul in this world, tries to become a devotee, then Mahamaya makes so many problems and difficulties and tries to stop him and make an obstacle.
Oh, this is a wrong idea.
No,
this is wrong.
The test, you know, it offers material occasions, so you have to decide if you want them or if you want Krishna.
I want to hear.
He's saying that when someone wants to become a devotee, then Maya presents so many allurements, so many things to bring that soul away from Krishna, and then the soul has to decide.
Oh, this is wrong theory.
प्रश्न है कि जब कोई भक्त बनता है तो माया उनके सामने परीक्षा करती है कुछ ऐसी
परीक्षा
रखती है सामने और देखती है कि भक्ति चाहता है कि कुछ और चाहता है
नो
परीक्षा के
लिए दिस इज रॉन्ग नॉट लाइक दिस समथिंग ओ जो माया इज वेरी हम्बल एंड वेरी मर्सीफुल मैंने जी Any conditional soul forgets Krishna. Jogmaya, because always with Krishna. Jog means plus. Always with Krishna is Jogmaya. So she becomes unhappy. Because Krishna becomes worried. So, at once, in the shape of Mahamaya, to manifest her mercy, to shower her mercy. She gives a slap like mother gives slap to his son. Oh, the boy was very naughty. The boy was very naughty. And he wanted to take fire to eat. And he was going towards fire to take it. Mother gave a slap and took his hand towards fire. And when he was about to burn, and he was whipping and taking it. Oh, this is the mercy of mother, that he should not give his hand in fire, because he will burn. In this way, the Mahamaya gives some slaps, some miseries to Jeev, so that he may be careful, and from there he will realize that this world is not tasteful, but like a burning fire. And that is why he gives some slaps, that is some misery, something. And then he makes that jiva very pure, and thus jiva begins to practice bhakti yoga and gradually she goes. If Maya has not given of sufferings to that soul by the wish of Krishna, then he will never return to Krishna. So she does. And what or some things comes like a pralobhan.
Attraction.
Is it due to us not given by Maya?
Not given by Vijay Maya. The attraction for ourselves, we are misusing our
individual power. Why she should do? He has so many jobs. It may be like Haridas Thakur, that Maya came, Mahamaya came. She was not testing, but she was keeping an ideal that any bhakta is not attracted to Maya. Like Haridas Thakur, to उनको प्रकाश करने के लिए टू मैनिफेस्ट इन दिस वर्ल्ड दैट हरिदास ठाकुर इज नॉट ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन एंड डिवोटी एंड दैट इज वाई हरिदास ठाकुर इज वेल नोन टू इन दिस होल वर्ल्ड लाइक दुर्वासा समटाइम्स ही वांट्स टू ग्लोरीफाई अम्बरीश महाराज और अदर्स And thus he may create some troubles to show that, how glorious is he. So this, sometimes Maya can do. Where is Dakshina? I don't want money or anything. I'm giving transcendental things. You'll have to give me something transcendental too. If you are not paying, then this, what knowledge I am giving, it will not be stable. Yes. So, it has been told in Gita also. What? Tadviddhi, Panipatena,
Pariprasnena,
and Seva. What is Seva? That is Seva. Dakshina is seva. Then you will be very strong. And you can preach my mission also everywhere. These transcendental knowledge are very rare in this world, very rare. I have some touch with transcendental persons and they have given me some very little. And that is why I am giving all these things. More?
I give you a place in my heart, at least, for the beginning, okay?
He gives you a place in his heart.
Very good. But you should know. Oh, you should know. I'm very tricky. I will go in your heart like needle. And what will be? All I will take. I remove all others from there and alone with Krishna. Krishna Bhaja, what is the time? What is the time now?
24
Oh, here it is.
We are looking
at his back. Money taken. He never. Krishna was so naughty. Very naughty. You know, Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj, they were two brothers, but different mothers. One was from Gopi, so Nanda was Gop. And Vasudev Maharaj came from Sursen or Kshatriya. So she was Kshatriya ruler. And Gop, Nanda Baba, grazing cows here and there. Both 9 lakhs of cows. master of life. And he was there, Vasudev Maharaj. And by fortunate or anything, the brother of Ugrasen, Devak, has a daughter beautiful. Name was Devaki. Very beautiful. Kans was brother. He was son of Ugrasen, and Devaki was son of Devak. But Devak and Ugrasen were
brothers.
So they were like brother and sister. She was married. And when she was married, a real voice came that a son, the coming from the eighth womb of Devaki will kill you. Devaki was very dear sister of Kans. Kans was very powerful, very powerful. Actually, he was not son of Ugrasen, but he was son of any Drumil Daitya, demon. Drumil. But it was not obvious. So he was very big, strong demon. At once he took his sword and wanted to kill Devaki. No, at once he was ready. But Vasudev was so expert, and he was high class of devotee or any. He anyhow consoled Kans that all the sons, they will come one by one, or I will offer you, you can kill. Why you are afraid of this Devaki? Devaki will not kill you. Your papa will be sucked. I will give myself, all the sons to you, and you can kill. Anyhow, he was pacified. He told the first son, he captured them. And first son was there from Omba. And Vasudeva Maharaj himself took in his hand and gave it to Kans. Kans thought that this baby will not kill me, or eighth will kill me. And he saw that, this Vasudeva is very strong with his promise, so I must not kill. And he left, and he set free from his jail. But Vasudeva was not happy so much. Sometimes he will be angry, sometimes he will be pacified, sometimes so. These persons are very bad. They should not be trusted. But anyhow he came. Second son came and he also gave. And Kans became very happy that he is giving all the sons. But Narad came to Kans and told, you are very foolish. Though you are my disciples, but you are foolish. I want to tell you that all the sons will be bigger, and at combined they will attack you and kill you. So you must kill all. Don't. No mercy. Kasa, you are my guru. You are giving me good suggestion. And then Narad. He also told that this Vishnu is very tricky. If he will count from first one, then eight will be what? Last. And when he will begin from seven, then this will be first. In cyclic order, it is not certain that who is eighth. Anyone can kill you. He will count from this and it will end on eighth, and this first will kill you. So you should not give any mercy. And then he went to Vasudeva Maharaj. Don't worry. Don't worry. Oh, Krishna is going to come. If Kansa is not doing so much sins, oh, then how Krishna can come? So don't be worried. Both sides he is doing. He thinks welfare of world. Welfare of Kansa, that if Kansa is killed, then he will get salvation. He will get salvation very soon in this way. So when eight came in the Om, oh, now Kansa is very much careful, always careful. Oh, when Krishna will come, when he will kill, how to kill Krishna. Whole day and night he has no another job. By chanting and remembering Krishna, oh, his all sins and everything washed out. In the day of that very special night, in the midnight, oh, a baby came. How came? Not by lust. Vasudeva Maharaj gave a mantra to Devaki. And through this mantra, oh, Krishna came in the womb. This mantra became Krishna. And when, in the last night, that Ashtami, you know? When Krishna came. In the midnight at 12, not from Om, that mantra became Krishna. Chaturbhush, four-headed, Shankh Chakra Gadapan. A very young, very beautiful, armed with Shankh Chakra Gadapadma, four-handed. Shankh Chakra Gadapadma, you know?
This conch, lotus and club. And like grown, teenage, 16 years, not like a baby, fully grown and strong.
Huh? And then, oh, then you, oh. In our last previous birth, we were doing very hard austerities, and the same person came, same Krishna came, and gave a benediction that I will be your son. So this is the time, and that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has come here. There was no link with Mother Devaki and Krishna. Nothing.
There's no umbilical cord.
Nothing. And at once they prayed to Krishna, "We cannot save you. Kansa can come and kill you." They never thought that, oh, anyone cannot kill Krishna, the Supreme Personality. But now they had fear. So you must be a baby. Then we will pray to Kansa that you should not kill him. But Krishna at once became a baby. And in the meantime, at the same time, O Yashoda in Gokul, Krishna came in the womb of Yashoda, and she gave a child of a baby, 200. And like babies, nothing. naked, no ornaments, nothing, as a gentle baby comes. Krishna came. And he was weeping. Kya? Kya? Like this. Huh? But Yashoda was in faint somewhat. Very mild or very sweet faint. What baby has come? Baby or? She could not tell. But something has come. And in the meantime, a baby, a jog maya came in a, but
like a baby girl.
Baby girl.
Born after Krishna.
So she was also both now, one son and one daughter, girl. Oh, they were also there. Yashoda could not knew that what is, and in the meantime, Vasudeva Maharaj took that boy from jail and he
crossed
the Yamuna river and went in the house of palace of Nanda Baba, where Yashoda has went to. And there, when Krishna came there, that 400 Vala, Krishna, here, 200 Krishna, which was sleeping on the bed, he at once
attracts 400 Krishna.
400 cuts in him, and he became one. On his, in the lap of Vasudeva. Anyone could not knew. By Yogamaya is doing everything. And in the meantime, Vasudeva kept that son there and took daughter. He also saw that there was only one child. Not a baby.
Not twins. Not a boy and a girl. Only so there's one girl.
One girl. And he thought that I'm changing. And he took that girl. But really, Yashoda has two childs. There are so many
probes
for this. In Srimad Bhagavat, here and there it has been told. So, from beginning Krishna was tricky. He can be hundred and hundreds of Krishna. You know, in the rash, he became, as were gopis, he became. One gopi, one Krishna. One gopi, one Krishna. Two gopi, in the middle Krishna. And in two Krishna, one gopi in the middle. Very miracle. Very miracle. And they were dancing. And he was dancing with each gopi. Like they sometimes died. So from beginning, Krishna was like this. So you must know that Krishna is not only son of Devaki, and he is the adopted son of Nanda and Yashoda. Never. So he was son of fully to Nanda Yashoda and partly to Devaki Vasudeva. You should try to know all these things. And what after became? After 5 days or 6 days, Kansa was very worried. He at once came at that night and he wanted to see child, but that child. But that child was
changed.
And there was daughter. So Devaki was weeping, "Oh my brother, oh she is daughter, she cannot kill you. You should be very merciful to her. Don't kill." But he was so angry. Oh, these gods are also giving wrong aerial voices. I will see later on all demigods. First I should kill this baby. But baby, that baby was not so gentle. He kicked when he did like to on a stone. At once she kicked the head of Kansa and he became and then he saw, oh, Ashtabhuja Durga was there, 800, and sitting on a lion, and in his sky, she told that, oh, foolish, what you can do me? Oh, one who will kill you, he has taken birth anywhere. Be careful. And disappeared. And then rest I will tell tomorrow. Oh, Brahman.